iPad and the book from this spot here.
I think we've just got rougher, Mac. But yeah, it's all Mac. It's all good. It's all dirt.
Dirt.
But we have it here. So we're here just to let people know for the radio. We're having a mixing the muck ceremony in the community garden, and we've muck here from Belfast. When was the weekend of the scent?
April.
No. Well, that wasn't it. No. May, was it? June.
May.
Okay, so sometime May. Up in May, we went up to Belfast. We took muck from the community garden in Dublin, and we mixed the Dublin muck with the Belfast muck. And now we've got muck from that day, and now Darren's come down from the community garden in Belfast, and he's going to mix, throw the muck in with the muck here that's been mixed today, because we're getting ready for winter, so.
Okay, fly free little birds. It doesn't make a lot of noise, Mark, actually.
And is there any Scottish people here? Anyone who'd like to represent the Scottish people? Or any, no? Okay, well basically, would anyone like to query in?
No?
Anybody? Yeah. Okay, David. This is from the Create Garden in Glasgow, which was built before the G8, and it's up by the Gorbals flats where the proposed motorway is being driven through a community. So they've set up a community garden, a really really lovely little garden. So we've got some of the muck from there to mix with the garden. So David's going to mix the muck here.
And here it goes.
So
we all have a kind of a damp brand.
Yeah. So
no hugamuga.
So would anyone who's here when the Dolphins Brown Community Garden was open, could they just tell us a little bit, the rest of the group, about what happened that day? Who was just a
it was the 12th of April, and it was wet and dark, and we met up in ones and twos, and we eventually made it down here, and we came and got in, and I was wearing my nice shirt from work and my shoes and my socks, and everything got wringing wet, and I had a cold for months, and I never quite got over it. But we came down, and we planted three hazel trees, which are still here, and they've gone from little slender little things, they've leaves and everything now, and they're doing great, and as you can see, we're pointing over at them. And two willow trees, which unfortunately seem to have disappeared. But now here we are, 6 months later now, next month, and it's completely unrecognisable. We've all eaten loads of food and stuff since from the garden. So it's been great.
Okay. And Ruth, would you tell us? No, Ruth could be hungover as well.
It's kind of do a circle of muck kicking ceremony.
sounds good.
I won't be giving any invitations for that.
Kevin, could you tell us a little bit about the trees, where they came from, and the tree walk that was part of that day?
Just give me a sec. They're lovely trees, very happy to have them. Gadro, or where they come from. Where they come from? The trees come from Quilche in Carlow, Quilche Nurseries in Carlow.
How many trees did you get?
And they kindly gave us 100 trees, which we took to Dublin and planted in different places throughout the city. And we took 6 trees here on that night of 12th of April and planted them over here. And they've now got carpet around them to stop the weeds growing. And maybe in about 20 years there'll be hazelnuts on them.
That's so. the old nut of wisdom, isn't it?
Maybe.
And what also Seed Savers gave up apple trees, didn't they? Could you say a little bit about that? I think was it you that helped get those trees?
Yeah. Where are they?
We can show you. There's a few here.
Okay. Seed Savers are a group in Clare who try and nurture old varieties of seeds and stock of roots and vegetables and apple trees, and the apple trees that were taken here were old Irish varieties of apple tree. Yeah, Thanks very much.
Okay, and maybe, I don't know, there's been a lot of men talking here. Maybe, Lara, could you just say a little bit about how it's gone over the last half year? You were here from the start.
Yeah, it's been one of the successes in my life, I'd have to say, over the year. And it's amazing to think, like, that first night I probably didn't have much hope in a way. Like, I enjoyed it, but it was hard to imagine that it could be this good and that it could transform so much. So it's been one of the positive, successful things for me over the last 6 months.
And how often have you been up, or have the group been up, or what size has it been over those months?
Well, lots of different people have come and gone. Like, some people have moved away from Dublin, but I suppose there's been a core group of about 10 who've been here pretty regularly, and kind of coming down maybe, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. But now there's more people who live nearby who are involved, so they've been coming down more regularly and just doing watering and weeding and that. So it's been going from strength to strength.
And there was also an exhibition in the public library across the road, wasn't there?
There was. How did you know it? Yeah, no, there was. Yeah, we put up some posters in Dolphin's Barn Library, and we had them up for about a month, and then we had a public meeting for anyone who was just living in the area who might have any questions or anything. So that was a good chance to get contact with people living nearby.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Darren, could you just say how your gardens getting on, or the Cork gardens?
Yeah, well, I don't know about what's happening in Cork, but in Belfast, yeah, our garden's doing quite nicely. We've been having a lot of, like, social gatherings there over the summer, so we kind of, like, usually make fire, cook some food, and just, like, invite all our friends around and have kind of garden play days where we do a little bit of gardening and a little bit of socialising. And we've got, this summer, we've had a lot of babies in the garden, which has been great, so we've got lots of baby gardening going on. And right now we've just harvested our potatoes. We've got some courgettes still growing, we've got some salad and some runner beans. What else have we got, I can't remember, so we got quite a few trees in there, and we had a bumper harvest of blackberries this year, so that was cool.
So hopefully there could be more gardens around the rest of the country.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, and would anyone else like to just say a few words? David or June or...
Yeah. No comment, really.
No comment.
Sorry.
Okay, well, that seems to be it. Well, thanks very much anyway. Anybody can come down and plant away and grow your food for free. So, bye.